Welcome to 10 Bestest,
where we sift through the noise so you don't have to.
Each week we share our 10 favorite things of the moment.
Anything goes.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to 10 Bestest. I'm Karen McFarlane Holman.
And I'm Brian Hart.
And I'm so excited that I get to go first.
Yeah.
I'm going to dive right in, but I first wanted to tell you that each of our episodes has its own link, and this week the link is going to be 10bestest.com/blue. And the reason why it's blue is that my first cool sheet is going to have to do with art, and it is a certain type of blue pigment that's called vivianite. And what's really funny about me talking about vivianite is it is a blue pigment that I had never heard of. And I have heard about all sorts of other blue pigments, and one of them is Yinmen blue. There was a talk about that at TEDx Salem, and Brian knows all about that. I know all about that. And for some reason, I thought that Yinmen blue had been a cool sheet, and I was excited to talk about vivianite. So I just wanted to throw it out there as like a little side note that Yinmen blue is another blue pigment that is amazing. But this one, this vivianite, has its own stories that go with it that are really interesting, magnificent, and are not very well known. And so vivianite is a pigment that was used and still is used in the Pacific Northwest indigenous cultures. And in terms of pigments, there aren't really that many if you start going back in time. And in the Pacific Northwest, there were really only four. And so there was like a brown and a greenish and this blue and a reddish. And this particular blue color is something that is made when there's iron around, but then also organic matter. And so that means that something had to be living and then die and then combine with the iron and then create these colors. And so because of that, this color of blue is seen in the cultures as having to do with supernatural and having to do with sort of this bridge between the living and the dead. And so there's so much more meaning than just this blue itself. The blue itself, in contrast to Yinmen blue, that's this deep, vibrant blue. This one is a little bit more toned down. It's more of a turquoise, but a little bit different. Really interesting background to this. Vivianite blue.
Oh, that's cool. I really love colors, and especially blue. Blue's always been my favorite color since I was small. And it was my favorite color because it was my mom's favorite color as things happen when you're younger, you know. But it's stuck. I've always liked it. And yeah, how has Yinmen blue not been a cool sheet?
That's I have no idea.
Doesn't make sense. But this is really cool. We just talked about the whitest white, that color just a few episodes ago. Mm-hmm. So this is really cool that we're talking about color more because it is important in the history.
And oh my gosh.
What is entailed is so much more than meets the eye.
And ties in with art and ties in with science and ties in with culture.
Yeah.
Another cool thing about this vivianite is that when it gets trapped, so you can find a lot of fossils that have it in it. Mm. When it gets trapped without sunlight, it's white. But when you crack open a rock and then expose it to sunlight, pretty quickly it turns into that blue.
Oh, I've seen something. It was probably a TikTok or something.
Maybe
where I saw
it.
Something just like that, like a demo. Only I thought in my mind, and my memory could just be playing tricks with me, I thought it was like multiple colors, but definitely blue was one of the major ones. Maybe it was just the blue that hit it, or maybe that happens to other colors as well. It was super interesting. Yeah, it was a rock, and the guy cracked it, and then as soon as he opened it, it just like magic, like real life magic.
That's awesome.
It was so cool. So, this is so neat. I'm just glad that we're talking about this. Yeah. Yeah. And blue, since we know, but maybe a lot of other people don't know, is a very rare color.
Yes.
It's very hard to find true blues in nature and other places and pigments and things like that. So it's so
definitely
cool.
Definitely. Yeah. And if you look at a lot of blues that we see in nature are things that are the pigments that are in like blueberries or in purple potatoes and things like that. And they break down really quickly. Like you boil them, you cook them, you put them in the sunlight, and that blue goes away. So it's having that blue pigment that's made more of an ionic compound, like a mineral, then it's going to stick around.
Yeah, so cool. Yeah, or some blue is just reflecting light and it's not actually blue. And there's all kinds of wild things. I remember Moss talking about all this stuff. So very, very cool. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome.
All right. My first cool sheet is going to be human. And I talked about that video, How to Start a Movement, a couple episodes ago. And I mentioned that it was by narrated this by Derek Sivers. And I was shocked also that I have never talked about him because this person has been a big influence. I talked about how that video influenced me so much in my life. But there's more than one thing that this guy has done that has influenced me. So on his website, I love this. He says, me in 10 seconds. I'm a musician, producer, circus performer, entrepreneur, TED speaker, and book publisher. Monomaniac, introvert, slow thinker, and love finding different points of view. California native, now I live in New Zealand. Then he's like, if you want to hear more about me, go to my About Me page on my website. So he talks about his life philosophy. He doesn't work for money. He is ambitiously focused on creating. He does so many cool things. He loves to work alone for 12 hours a day. He likes talking on the phone more than he likes talking in person. And he talks about why and all these things. He's just such an interesting person. So he's written several books. He started CD Baby when he lived in Portland, Oregon. So he lived in Portland, which is right next to us here in Salem, which is just always cool, you know, that kind of shared effervescence, thing that happens when someone lives near you or something. It's just, you have this weird connection. I love that. I did read one of his books. What's it called? You Can Have Anything, I think. It was another book that kind of changed the game for me. And then he has just written a few more, and he just finished one like 2 days ago at time of recording. So I signed up to be on the wait list. But the other one is Hell Yeah or No, which is another philosophy of his that I live by. It's like when someone asks you to do something, if it's not a hell yeah, it's a no. It's a really good way to say no. There's so many more things about him. Just look him up. Maybe he'll change your life too, because he certainly has changed mine. Derek Sivers.
Yes, I love that saying. And I didn't realize it was him that originated it. I've heard Tim Ferriss say it. Yep. I've heard lots of people say it, actually.
And Tim Ferriss credited him every time. Yeah,
that's great.
Which you don't, if you don't know the name, it just doesn't register. But
it's so true. And, you know, I would say there's certain times in your life when maybe you want to dabble, you want to try things out.
Yeah.
But after a point, and you and I are both here, Brian, you got to do that or you're just going to be spread too thin.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
Yeah. And he definitely says yes a lot and does a ton. He's, you know, multiple companies, 4 books now. And from 2014 to 2018, he took a sabbatical, but he answered 92,354 emails from 33,776 people. So the dude does a ton, but he does say no a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you have to for your own sanity and to concentrate on the things that give you more joy. So he's such an inspiration. I highly recommend checking him out, his website, his TED Talks, his books, everything he does. Just, we have this kindred spirit connection.
I'm so glad you brought him up because I know I've heard his name. He's in the periphery and I know that. And so now I have a chance to dive into all of the links.
And his first book, Anything You Want, is super short.
Nice.
It's a super fast read. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely getting the hell yeah or no, because I just want to know more about the hell yeah. It's a hell yeah purchase. And then the other one, you might like this too. It's called Your Music and People. And I don't actually know what that one's about. And he wrote both of these, I think, in 2020. And then he wrote this third book, I believe.
What else are you going to do in 2020? Write 2 books.
Yeah, write 2 books, of course.
Awesome.
Super cool guy. Definitely worth checking out.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. He's amazing.
He's an amazing human. And I'm going to talk about another amazing human next up. So my second cool sheet, her name is Shelley Varela. And Shelley is the first woman firefighter in Toronto. And actually, I say in Toronto, but if you look at Canada, she is probably the first in the whole country. And her story of becoming the first female firefighter is just amazing because She is tiny. I don't know if she's 5'2 or something, 108 pounds. And so she was just kind of living this life of like manicurist and trying out art. And she decided, you know what? I have this, my best friend, Steve, he's amazing. He's a firefighter. And I love all of his stories. I love everything. I'm so into it. I want to try. And so, but then she took the test, like the physical test, and she failed everything. But you know what she did is she went to the university where they set up all the obstacle courses, and you have to carry a 130 pound bag up 10 flights of stairs. That's part of the test. And you have to do it in a certain amount of time. And so she got that. She got a 130 pound bag. She got like a sled. She jerry-rigged that. She got the whole thing at her house set up, and she worked on it every single day for, I don't even know how long, if it was a year, if it was 2 years, 3 years, I'm not sure, but a long time, because she was hell-bent on becoming a firefighter, and she did it. And she is now the captain of that department, and she is now mentoring other women coming through, and she is setting up this thing called Yes University, and she, her whole thing is that anything is possible, like that you can imagine something and there's nothing stopping you if you are hell bent to make it happen. And she has actually been coaching me. I know her, and she coached me on something that I just did today. That was, it's kind of a dream of mine. I'm trying for it. I'm not going to talk about it yet. But she is an incredible person, 2-time TED speaker, all sorts of other stuff I don't have time to talk about. Shelly Varela.
Whoa, so cool. So cool on so many different levels. And I love that it's one of those things, like once she made it happen, yeah, and now more people are doing it. You know, yes, it's like the 4-minute mile. It's like all these other things.
Exactly.
You shatter what is thought to be impossible,
mm-hmm,
and then now more people can do it. It just opens up people's mind and body somehow.
Exactly.
It's
exactly
so cool. But then that she's actively helping them too, super cool. Helping,
yeah,
you, super cool. This
and
person sounds
she,
amazing.
She did go through a point where she thought it would be impossible. She,
sure,
was like, well, why? I can't do this.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
but then she realized, well, there is going to be a first female firefighter at some point.
Yeah.
So why can't it be me?
That's so cool.
And then she's like,
what a,
yeah,
great question. Yeah, of course. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
We should all ask ourselves that more often. It's a hell,
exactly,
yes.
Yeah. This should be the hell yes episode.
Yeah, right? We'll have to change the
I know,
the show notes to hell yeah. Oh, that's so cool. Well, thank you so much. I can't wait to check her out more because I didn't know about her, so I'm excited.
Yeah, you can start out with watching one of her TED Talks.
Yeah, for sure. Yes. All right. My next cool sheet is... another human, but it's, I'm going to be talking about a TV show / TikTok account / YouTube videos. Very different from both Derek and your cool sheet. This is Billy on the Street. Billy on the Street with Billy Eicher is an American comedian comedy game show hosted by comedian and actor Billy Eicher. Eichner. During each episode, Eichner goes out on the streets of New York City and asks pedestrian questions about pop culture. Often include guest stars, usually fellow actors or comedians. He has recurring games called For a Dollar, Quizzed in the Face. He's also executive producer, creator of the series. So I did discover him on TikTok. He's been around for a while, so I'm not always up on all the pop culture. And I love that TikTok got, you know, he's been doing this for a while. For the last 5 to 7 years, and I had no clue. But then I found him on TikTok, and now I'm obsessed. And I will say, so he is very in your face, very loud, and that's kind of a shtick. And so for some people, and definitely the people he kind of verbally assaults on the street, it could be considered verbally assault. And so some people, this might be triggering or not funny or many other things, but it does strike, when I'm in a lighthearted mood, it does strike me super funny because he is just doing it good-natured and having fun. But he's intense, for sure intense. And he just screams a lot and he gets in people's faces. But some of my favorite episodes are Billy on the Street with Chris Evans. So he goes around with Chris Evans, Captain America, and he's like, you guys, Chris Evans is here. And they're like, I don't know who that is. And he's like, it's Captain freaking America. And they're like, oh my God. He's like, too late. And he like runs off. And then just these interactions that he has, sometimes he'll talk about, would you have sex with Paul Rudd? And he goes around asking people in the street with Paul Rudd right next to them. And sometimes he'll pop out later. So hilarious. This wasn't even going to be a cool sheet, but then I got down the rabbit hole the other day and I could not. I was laughing again. I was one of those things where I was laughing out loud so much. I'm like, I got to talk about him right now. Billy on the Street.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
Have you seen them
before? I don't watch people dance. I like the funny ones.
Yeah.
So I feel like I have.
You probably have, but maybe don't know who he is.
Because that name, Billy on the Street, like that sounds totally familiar. But anyway,
and you would know, like the second you saw him, you'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's on TikTok a lot. He makes it on the For You page. And yeah,
awesome.
There's no mistaking him.
Awesome.
And,
super fun.
And how he interacts with these celebrities and how many people don't recognize these huge.
I love that.
Which, like, I love in so many different ways. I love seeing the reaction of the star. I love the fact that people don't know everybody, you know?
That's
not everybody
what I
knows
love.
Emma Stone
say.
And
yeah.
And Steve Colbert and mm-hmm. Will Ferrell. Like big celebrities too. These aren't like C actors.
Yeah.
But it's great. And
well,
people
and
are just like, I don't
expect to
and
see
like,
them.
This is so, and some people then lose their mind too, like you
mm-hmm.
would think, and totally freak out. It's just, it's so great. It's so funny. He had a Netflix special. He has these YouTube channels and TikToks. I'll link them all on the show
cool.
notes. Cool. Yeah.
Ah, love it. Okay, so as a reminder, everyone, 10bestest.com/blue is where you want to go to find out more information about all of our cool sheets. And my next cool sheet, I'm going to be talking about an educational game. I haven't talked about games in a while. And this one, this is definitely educational. So if you are either homeschooling or if it's summertime and you want your kids to do something that is working their brains a lot more, this is something you can get them, but it's tricky for adults as well. So it's called the Turing Tumble. So Alan Turing, former cool sheet. So it's named after him. And this is all about teaching kids to code. But this is the thing is with writing computer code is pretty esoteric, like it's out there and you learn how to and there's different kinds of programs and apps and things where kids learn, oh, if I put in this if then statement, then that means that this other thing's going to happen and the dot will turn blue or something like that. But this one, this is way more visual and it is tactile. And so they are learning these kind of like if then and yes, no kind of binary language type ideas, but they get to actually see them with there's a board and I'm trying to think of a game that it's similar to. Anyway, you're putting pegs in a board kind of, and then you're using marbles and then the marbles come down and they will hit like a little flop and they'll go down one little lever and then it'll go another way. And I'm just explaining it. The best way really is to go to the website, turingtumble.com. We'll have the links and to watch. There's a short video that explains it better, but It is absolutely brilliant. So this came out in, they started designing it in 2015. So it's been a while. They put it on Kickstarter and they were like, hey, we just need 45,000. Well, then they got 10 times that and over 10 times that. People love this thing. It's been doing really well. Turing Tumble.
Very cool. Sounds really neat. I always kept picturing the game in Price is Right, Plinko or Plank, whatever, where they just dropped the disc.
Oh, Pachinko.
I can't even remember now.
Oh my gosh.
But I was
like,
for some reason, one of my favorite games because it was like, it's total random luck.
Oh, like, right. So it's like that, but it's not random.
Yeah. Just like that, but totally
if
different.
If it were, then computers would be doing whatever they wanted.
Yeah, what? That still might be true.
Who's to say?
I hope they're good leaders when they take over.
Yes. All right.
Well, that's really cool. I love stuff like that. It's very, very neat. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
All right. My next cool sheet is going to be, I said, I kind of Billy on the Street kind of qualifies. I'm talking about TikTok people, and I've said on my last show, I think that I'm going to be talking about more of my favorite people, but this is another one. And this is called Cooking with Linja. So Linda, only Ninja combined, Linja, which I love. And she describes herself as a regular mom with killer cooking skills. And her name is actually Lynn Davis, and her and her son were looking for a way to keep themselves busy during the pandemic. So they just started their TikTok account in last year, 2020 March, and she already now she has 4.5 million followers. So she is this. She says she's a mom. She's actually kind of grandma age, which people always like. I wish this was my grandma because she's high energy. She's kind of got this cool deep voice. She does these really crazy special effects, green screen stuff, and just wild stuff that a lot of things are known for in TikTok. But the fact that this is an older person doing it, and she'll say all the slang. There's like a whole language in TikTok now, and she'll say all of those words. And again, just seeing someone older do it just makes it funny and fun, and she's having a good time. She calls all her followers Ninja Turtles, like Ninja Turtles. And she does these videos, you know, she talks about cooking, which is really cool. But what I didn't know is when I found out more about her is in 2019, she was diagnosed with throat cancer. And that's why her voice is actually deeper. So I just thought it was really cool. It's actually because she had throat cancer. She says, I sound like Marge off of The Simpsons. And then in 2021, she was diagnosed with esophagus cancer. I can't say the actual name. But she just finished, just like a couple weeks ago of recording, finished her cancer treatment. She's doing good. Her attitude, you never know. She's amazing. She has this little Linja that cooks with her. It's just her, like, shrink down, and they interact, and she does all these crazy. I can't even explain it on the radio. You just have to go check out her TikTok. It's so wonderful. You will definitely smile, laugh, and you'll want her to be your grandma. Check her out, Cooking with Linja.
Oh, I'm gonna love that. I love that you said radio. I can't explain it on the radio.
Well, yeah, that's right. Well, we are on the radio.
We are.
We do play on KMUZ, yes, the local radio station here. But yeah, radio podcast.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway, no, that sounds awesome, and I love that more and more people of all ages are creating TikToks and have TikTok. Yeah. Accounts and doing all sorts of stuff. So it's not just young kids. Yeah. It's everybody.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. And she just sounds like a bright light.
I loved her so. It was one of those things where I loved her so much. It always gave me so much joy every time. And the things that she does, she's just wild. I can't explain it on the radio. but then when I learned her backstory about going through cancer.
Yeah.
Treatments during all of these videos.
That's amazing.
Then she was like, not just entertaining and funny and great, but like super inspiring as well. Like her son also happens to be a professional soccer player.
Wow.
Or one of her other sons. Mm-hmm. Like, so super talented family, super, just check her out.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I love it. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. My next cool sheet, I'm going to be talking about a website. Now, this website has been brought up before by Brian. It was episode 77 when I was not there, but a guest, Duncan, was there. And Brian had talked about a certain countdown app that was created by Time and Date, timeanddate.org. But that website, I'm going to talk about that as my cool sheet today because there's so much stuff and I nerd out on. Okay, so one thing is time zones. Okay, so I just love maps. I love the world. I could sit there. I have a couple of apps actually where I like look at the globe and I look at where the sunlight is at different times and I just like doing that. And so this website allows you to do all sorts of things that are more than just me marveling at it, but are actually useful. So world clock, what time is it everywhere? Okay, you can do that in a lot of different places, but this website does so much more than that. There are also time zone converters. There's daylight savings info and dates for those, which can get super confusing. And I won't even go into that because there's some places that switch, some places that don't. And no, it's not just Arizona and Hawaii. There are other places as well. There's a sun calendar. There's a moon calendar. So we have rises, sets of those, phases of the moon, but they also have things that are more astronomical. And if any of you ever listen to me, you know I love astronomy. So all the meteor showers are in there. And there's so many meteor showers that we don't pay a lot of attention to. Those are all in there. There are tons of calendars. So if you're just trying to figure out what is the business calendar in the UK, because I'm going to be talking to someone there or something, those are in there. The holidays in all different countries are there. And my favorite part, they have all the solar eclipses and all the lunar eclipses. And we're talking for like a century and going into the future, where they are, super detailed information. You can zoom in on the maps where the line of the solar eclipse is going to be. It's integrated with global mapping. I love this website. Can you tell? Timeanddate.org.
Okay, this is so cool. I had no idea that this company that made my app, you know, a lot of the times that's, they make an app and that's all they do. Yeah, I had no idea there was like all this other stuff.
It's a full-on thing.
What
it's a full-on thing.
Heck?
And that app you talked about, that's not their only app.
No.
They have quite a few apps.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually looking.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to listen, which I was, but I was also looking. I was like, what the, how about that? What
yeah.
the, like, oh,
yeah.
this is cool. Like, I was kind of losing it
totally
over here.
And they have events like when there is an eclipse, like they'll have someone go on live and they'll show it and they'll talk, they'll get astronomers, like they are full on doing it.
That's so cool. Wow. That just, you know, that's a good lesson too. When you find apps and things and, you know, look deeper.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I didn't even do that because there are times where I'm like, oh, I find one little article and it was like, this is a whole website I didn't even know about.
Yeah.
And now I love this website, and I've talked about things like that on Cool Sheets before, but obviously you miss stuff too. Like, this is incredible.
Exactly.
What a cool sheet and a cool life lesson to keep digging and stay curious, as we say. So cool. Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, my next cool sheet is also a website, so that's pretty neat. it's pretty fun, actually, and this website is, in fact, called Neil.fun, which is kind of a funny website name, but it is fun. It is cool. I found this, a website on a former cool sheet from a couple shows ago, Stumbled, that I was talking about, where it just brings up these random websites. And I found this was one of the first ones that it found for me. And I was like, oh, instant cool sheet. And the website itself could be multiple cool sheets, but I'm going to group it in as just one. So if you go to neil.fun, it says ideas from a bored coder. So it kind of ties into some of that coding that you were talking about too. And it has, let me see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 22 different games on this website right now. And all kind of, I haven't actually played them all, but I have played some of them. And some of them are really plain and simple and silly. And some of them are really interesting, a little bit deeper, like macaroni draw. So you just click on that and then you draw with different macaroni shapes and you can just pick different shapes. And that's it. With your mouse, you draw macaroni shapes and create patterns. And it's weird, but kind of fun. And then there's another one that talks about life stats. So then you enter in your birth date and then it tells you about your, you know, people that were born on your birthday or how long you're going to live. I forget, all kinds of interesting things. So a lot has happened in the 16,752 days since I was born. And then you scroll through, tells you how many hours you've been asleep on the average. You know, it's taking averages and things like that. So many cool things. You could definitely get lost over and over every time. Like I said, almost all of these could be a cool sheet on their own. But for right now, and I might go back to one of them that really resonates with me. But for now, just go after you listen to us on your podcast or radio. Go check out Neil.fun.
Or do it right now, like what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't it cool?
It is so cool.
There's so
Can
many.
I show you what I made?
Yes, please do.
Okay.
And real quickly, I'll talk about some of the other ones. One's 10 years ago, sell, universe forecast, printing money, the deep sea, size of space, conquer the world, share this page, dark patterns, who was alive? Where does the day go? And many more. And look at this. Whoa. I've never made anything that cool with macaroni draw. You made like a little organism.
I know.
With googly eyes and cool things. I just make like lines and things and
that's
nothing
kind of
that
my dinoflagellate. That's like a calling back to the bioluminescent bay
yeah,
cool sheet back
cool.
in episode 192, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Very cool.
Oh, so much fun.
Yes. Just a fun little time waster. But also cool learning stuff.
Yeah.
Drawing. Really
Yay,
neat.
Yay. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
All right. My next cool sheet. I'm going to talk about time and date again because I loved it so much. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm going to talk about, I haven't done this forever, but that's because we kind of just went away from talking about local businesses. But I'm going to talk about local business because they have an online presence and anyone anywhere can look at their beautiful photos. They can learn about how they make their products and you can order online. It is called Wild for Oregon. Ah, okay. So their whole mission is to give you things that where you can enjoy nature more and you can get away from electronics and all of that stuff more. So they are creating things like soap and lotion and lip balm and things like that. And so this is all inspired from nature, and 90% of their supplies and their raw ingredients are from local farms and businesses in Oregon. So if you want to try out things that really harken back to the Oregonian vibe and the smells and all that stuff that we have here, you will want to check this out. So they are getting, like, for example, mint from Mount Hood region and fresh beeswax from the bees around here. They go to the coast to get the kelp and all that kind of stuff. So it is really, you know, one of the things I love the most is how they name each one of their products. And like they'll have one that has to do with Mount Hood. So like I said, they have the mint from there. And one of my favorites is Crater Lake. I think I need to pull them up to remember them all. But they smell so good. They're so beautiful. And if you go to their website, they show you exactly how they're making all these things. They show the clay and they show the beeswax or they show the oils. And it's just beautiful. Their Instagram is beautiful because they're taking pictures of their products in nature. They take them out there. They're so into nature. I love them so much. Wild for Oregon.
How have I never heard of this place?
I don't know.
I love it.
It's amazing.
So also, I've been really cheating and I was checking out the website as
you
were talking.
Totally, you're not listening. You're just looking
I know.
At the
well, yeah. Because it's like I was, and then I got entranced.
Yeah.
So cool. Yeah. Painted Hills, Maloma Falls, mm-hmm. some of these soap names. I love them. Willamette Valley. I want to know what that smells like.
Yes.
I live here. What does the Willamette Valley smell like if it was a soap?
I know.
So where's this based out of? Do you know? I was trying to find that too.
That's a great question. I assumed Salem because they're at Saturday Market. I talked to them there and their stuff is at Life Source, another one of our local stores.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure.
That's so
cool. Yamhill. They're from Yamhill, okay. Which is pretty close to us.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love them. Well, I will check them out in person and online.
Here we go. Cool. Okay, this is... I think it was Crater Lake. So there's one that has charcoal in it. And I was looking and low for soap that had charcoal in it. And so I found it. Oh, no, it's not Crater Lake. Which one is it? Lava. Maybe it's like the one that kind of harkens to the...
Sure, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our central Oregon has volcanoes and things like that. So.
So cool. Yay. Thank you for sharing that and opening me to a whole new obsession.
Yes. You're so welcome. And if you buy like a certain amount, they give you a deal. And
Over 40s free shipping, I saw. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there goes my next paycheck.
Right.
Oh, that's great. All right, my last cool sheet is an article, and this article, I love it so much. Why having friends of different ages matters and how it can impact an ageist society. So this instantly resonated with me quite a bit. So Thanks to school, college, and the workplace, we often end up forming friendships with people kind of our same age, and that those friendships usually last our lifetime. It's nice because they're our same age, they're relatable, and we grow old together. But, you know, back in the caveman days and after that, we were much more of a communal, you know, where we grew up generations, lived together. In some cultures, that happens a lot still. But in the United States, this does not happen that often anymore. So they kind of talk about how this is good for us. It's good for the older people. It's good for the younger people. And I really love it. It talks about how it helps with perspective. It gives you a perspective. You know, maybe you're going through a breakup or you lost your job or something happened, and an older, wiser person can say, "Hey, that's happened to me many times. Look, you know, it's just fine. You shake it off." You know, they can just give you this wisdom that some of your other friends can't. Also, a lot of times, you know, you can't help but compare yourself, especially when you're younger. Oh, my friend's already got this really great job and they're married and they've got a house and I'm still struggling. I don't even know who I am yet. And you get, even when you're pretty healthy mentally, it can be damn, you know, a little bit just difficult. So having someone older, look, this person should now fine. Maybe they never got married and they're still super happy. All kinds of different perspective changes for older people. They get this invigoration, and this is actually why one of the things I love TikTok, because it's mostly young people, but I love hearing about these new slang words they have and their energy and the crazy things they do, their dances and their comedy, and then the old people mixing in. I love it. It's kind of like that. This article, TikTok is kind of creating that environment. I love everything about it. I used to happen a lot when I was young, in my late teens and early 20s. I had a lot of friends that were in their 30s and 40s, and I remember how valuable it was for both of us. So I firsthand know this is very good. I need to do it even more. And it goes beyond just your grandparents. That doesn't really count. You need like friends. Check it out. This article, Why Having Friends at Different Ages Matters.
Oh, yes, I love that so much. And I got to say, I feel like I've expanded this past year, like online, my age span of friendships.
Oh, cool.
And people I'm with. And it's amazing. And it also, it just makes me, and it reminds me that, you know, you hit 30 and you hit 40 and people struggle with that. And they say, oh, I'm getting so old. And it's like, well, what are you now saying to the person who hears you say that, who's 60 or who's 70?
Yeah.
You know, so that's not it, every age has its beautiful things, has its struggles. And yeah, you don't really need to delve into, it's not the age. It's just, oh, I'm going through this thing right now, or oh, I'm celebrating this thing right now. And
I've had older friends of mine, you know, when I turned 40 and I was like, ugh, that's it, I'm old. And then he's like, no, that's BS.
Yes.
I'm 65. And then I remember, you know, like remembering who he is as my friend. He's one of the most energetic 65-year-olds I've ever met. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be like you when I grow up.
Yes, totally.
You know,
exactly.
Like, yeah, it's that 65 is nothing.
Yeah.
So it's so cool. And I remember that. And I still am inspired by my older friends and my younger friends. It's great. But I still want to be better at it, even better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love
very
it.
Cool. Yes.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, that was a great show. And I want to remind all of you that if you're interested in finding out more about any of the things we talked about, you can get all the links if you go to 10bestest.com/blue. Thank you for joining us. And don't forget to stay curious.
Want to learn more about this week's cool sheets?
Head on over to 10bestest, that's 10bestest.com, for links to all of our cool sheets.
And sign up for our monthly newsletter with bonus cool sheets and other fun stuff.
10bestest will be back with an all-new episode next Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern.